Hello, you're listening to On Reflections, hosted by myself, Cindy,
Christina,
and Renette.
Today's topic will be about how to be okay with being alone. So let's begin with the quote, shall we?
Okay, sir.
I used to think that the worst thing in life was to end up all alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is ending up with people who make you feel all alone. Robin Williams. Before we begin our talk on loneliness and being alone, I'd like to draw the distinction between it. So, loneliness is the state of distress or discomfort one experiences when they perceive an absence or void. It's a feeling that something is missing, and whether this is a lack of social connection, it feels like an incompleteness. Being alone, on the other hand, is the physical state of being by yourself. So you can actually be alone without feeling lonely. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think you can feel complete on your own and feel loneliness even when you're surrounded by a whole heap of people?
Yeah, I think sometimes we get confused that being alone directly relates to loneliness, but loneliness is more a negative state of mind where you're always longing for someone to fill a void. On the other hand, being alone and being okay with that is a little bit more positive, where you're comfortable with yourself and you're content with being on your own.
Yeah, definitely. I really relate to that quote by Robin Williams, especially growing up, where I would surround myself with a lot of people, but I still felt alone. And over time, just growing up, I found out that it's just your own, I guess you can say, in the sense, your own being or your own soul really calling out to you and being like, hey, you need to spend time knowing you, you know, that's why you're alone.
So there are some people that are happy naturally being on their own. So these are typically referred to as introverts. And then for others, it can be difficult. And these are your extroverts. I think the lockdown during this pandemic has really only exacerbated this issue felt by those that find it a challenge to be on their own, whilst introverts such as myself are thriving and vibing. I'd like to say that, you know, human connection is important. Don't get me wrong, because humans are inherently social creatures. And being part of a social group is important in the sense that it gives an individual a sense of identity and belonging. And to give a brief rundown, there are many benefits of human connection, because it not only can help lower anxiety and depression, therefore boosting mental health, it can also help regulate our emotions, improve the quality of life, and help you live longer.
There are just a couple maybe downsides to being alone, which I do want to just point out, just so we're not kind of dismissing the whole idea. Sometimes being alone makes us vulnerable to our inner critics, you know, the critical inner voice that tends to be at worst when we're alone, which can also tie in with feeling lonely. Another thing is it can sometimes be bad for our health, physically and mentally. Like you said, it's still important to maintain those social connections. Everything is good in doses, so you need a bit of everything. Too much of one thing can be bad, so it's always good to try find that middle ground or the balance and understanding the lonely feeling as opposed to just being alone.
But with that being said, I believe that you can still feel lonely around certain groups of people. If you're unable to connect with them, because there'll always be that pang of loneliness that you feel. And it's perhaps because your true values and interests aren't really aligned, or you don't really relate beyond a surface level. So maybe the only thing you have in common is that you just work at the same place and that's it, you know? For instance, your interests may lie in how to address and correct social issues or become financially independent, whilst the group that you surround yourself with are heavily into partying, drinking, and so on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that there's a clash of mindset, and I think it can leave you feeling more desolate than ever. So I think in these situations, I'd rather be in my own company or surround myself with individuals that I feel I can truly connect and relate with.
Yeah, I agree. Back then when I was surrounded with a lot more people and social groups, you just meet people and hang out. You know, I just hung out with whoever, people with similar interests, all fun stuff. But they were all just very surface level kind of things. You meet, you eat, whatever, and you're kind of just like, fuck off now.
You kind of just like toot off.
Jokes, not jokes.
I think that's what can easily make you feel like you're lonely. the fact that you're not surrounded by people who give you that spark or energy within you, it can make you question who you really are, because you may not have discovered that part of yourself yet. Because you're kind of just immersing yourself in people even you don't really know well, or that, you know, that give you that drive to figure yourself out or learn more about yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you said. So like for a long time, I thought surrounding myself with people, especially those that I didn't really like, meant that I wouldn't feel lonely and I was being a social butterfly, because, you know, being alone and investing time in yourself was considered weird. I'm sure many people do this. So they might force friendships with people they have nothing in common with, or they'll get into relationships with people they aren't really interested in, or there's a lack of compatibility, and then they might stay in these relationships, whether or not it's toxic or not, because they're afraid of being alone again. And I think some people can form a codependency with another person who's also afraid to be alone. A personal anecdote, I had a friend who laughed at me because I told him I would watch Netflix shows on my own whilst he was always in the company of a friend. And like, he asked me, would I go to the cinemas on my own, because he had a coworker who did. I mean, the old me would have been like, I could never. But the new me is like, yeah, like, why not? Why are we like frowning upon your coworker who's so comfortable to go to the movies on his own? I have a lot of respect for these people because they're so comfortable with their own company and their own thoughts that they don't need to fill their lives with, you know, fake friendships just so that they can conform with societal norms of not looking like a weird loner, so to speak. I know, like, With you, Christina, I know you date yourself, so you allocate blocks of your schedule for you time. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, like, I really like going out and just spending time on my own. Like, I realize it's actually quite beneficial and it re-energizes me. So I take this time to disconnect and reflect, like, how did I go this week? You know, how can I get better going next week? How did I feel interacting with this person or that person? What are my values? What am I investing my time and money into? And where am I going into my future and all that? So I kind of just slow down, take some time to know me. Like, did my interests change? Did I change as a person maybe a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago? And where am I going to go with who I am now? So I guess in that sense, I fix that issue of loneliness, where sometimes I used to surround myself with a lot of people and would still feel lonely, as some people I know can feel like that. And honestly, it's just you trying to find a connection with yourself and who you are. Mm. It doesn't matter how many people you connect with. It's really that loneliness can only be cured by yourself. Like, no one else can cure it.
Yep.
Yeah.
2020 has definitely allowed me to embrace moments of solitude and be okay with being alone. Sometimes being alone can be seen as a negative thing, but what if it can also be a good thing in certain doses? So like you said, Cindy, we're all human and we all need social interactions, but sometimes a little bit of alone time is necessary too. You know, you don't always have to be around people. I think it's okay being alone, and we should actually use that time for maybe productivity, hobby finding, soul searching, self-caring, you know, all of that. I feel like if you find yourself constantly around other people and feeling depleted, maybe you can actually schedule some time alone, like what Christina does already. This allows our minds to recharge, because constantly being switched on doesn't give our minds a chance to rest and replenish itself, therefore giving yourself more of a clear mind. Another thing to add, I feel like being alone can also boost your creativity, because you're rediscovering or discovering new things, you know. And next, I think it can assist in strengthening relationships with others, because being a separate individual is essential to a healthy relationship/friendship. And so you're able to maintain a certain amount of independence within that. And lastly, time alone can also make you appreciate the time you spend with others. Like we said earlier, having more meaningful relationship with others.
So how can we be happy spending time alone? You can invest in yourself because the person you spend the most time with is yourself. You can probably read a book or exercise, and exercising can help release endorphins, which are neurotransmitters that make you happier.
All right, science girl.
The science in me is showing. And just because you enjoy basking in your solitude, it doesn't mean you're antisocial, friendless, or loveless. For me, I can have 4 social outings back to back on the weekend, and on some days I enjoy being on my own, like recharging my social batteries. Loneliness and being alone does not always go in hand, so please throw that notion out the window. Avoid comparing your social life to others because it's about quality and not quantity of friends. Sometimes taking a break from social media because, you know, you might have FOMO when you feel left out because other people are doing things and you're not out with them, so that might stress you out. And also, social media can be deceptive. People might just be giving the impression that they're having fun. You know, take a phone break. Use this time to reconnect with yourself. Take yourself out on a date like Christina does. And imagine that you're taking a person on a date and you want to impress them. Let that person be you. Yeah.
Table for one, please.
Exactly. Plan a solo outing. Spend time with nature. According to research, just 30 minutes can improve symptoms of depression and lower blood pressure. If you're living alone, take advantage of that. Take up all the space you need. Have a solo dance party. I know I do when I'm in my room and I'm feeling myself.
Get that Zumba on.
Get that Zumba on, that HIIT dance workout. There's a Shrek one that I recommend you guys look up on YouTube. It's really funny and fun. You know, you can volunteer because it can make you feel good. You can make a list of what you're grateful for. I know you, Christina, you have a gratitude journal.
I mean, well, for me, I list every morning when I wake up 3 things that I'm grateful for, and every night as well 3 things I'm grateful for. Sometimes it can spill over into a couple more, but you know, the minimum is 3.
Do you have an example of what you are grateful for today or just in general?
Well, I'm really grateful that I even woke up early today.
Yes.
Good.
Like, some people struggle with it.
I definitely did today.
Yeah. Back to the list. Take a break from that inner critic. Find a creative outlet. You can still nurture your relationships because, you know, social connections are still important. And if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for assistance or help from a therapist. Let's normalize this. Mm. Yeah. Mm. What's your takeaway from this, guys? Mine is, you know, it's okay to be alone. It doesn't make you weird. You can date yourself. Like, I think we should normalize that. Why force yourself to be in social situations where you're unhappy when you'd rather be alone? Like, you know how when you go out to a gathering and then you're like, I was right. Yeah, get me out of here. I should have just.
Yeah, definitely.
This is why I don't leave the house type feeling.
Yeah. Yep, felt that.
Sometimes as well, that ties in with FOMO. If you feel FOMO, it probably means you didn't actually want to go in the first place. And it was just like an, ooh, I'm kind of feeling left out of, you know, a bit lonely. I want to come too and not miss out. So majority of the time, if it's a FOMO feeling, maybe don't go because you might regret it.
My advice, well, my takeaway is like invest time in yourself. Like, you know, I do date myself. So in a sense, it's kind of like raising my standard of the type of people I want to be around. Mm. A lot of times you can make like fleeting friendships or relationships with people because you don't really know what you want out of someone, or you don't really know what you want out of a relationship or friendship because you don't even know yourself enough to take yourself out. Like, if you feel weird taking yourself out, I think you should take time to reevaluate your values and who you are and where you are going as a person, because sometimes the relationships you make just because you want to be a social butterfly can really negatively impact who you are. Like, who you associate with is very important, and you associate with yourself every day. So make sure the people you surround yourself with are valuable people.
Mm. I just want to ask, what kind of things do you do when you take yourself out?
Well, I go to a different cafe or I take myself
shopping.
I guess you could say shopping in a sense. But yeah, I go out by myself. I journal. Like, I always journal, like, how I'm feeling sometimes, like, at the end of the week, or how I've been feeling throughout the week. I journal about people in my life sometimes, like, what I feel towards them, what they're acting like, my thoughts. Like, I kind of just brain dump. And then after reading it, I can clarify where their position is in my life more. Sometimes I'll be doing, like, my 5-year plan, or what the next action I should take for the next week to take me closer to my goals. Yeah. Or I can write about, like, hey, today I didn't do this that well and how I could improve for the next week as well.
That's good.
Because, yeah, if you don't take time to do that, I think in society we're so like, oh, my God, I'm busy. I need to go, go, go. But if you have no definite destination that you remind yourself all the time, you're just going to go, go, go. And over time, you're going to lose meaning in the work and it's going to seem chaotic and you're just going to feel very lost and alone.
Yeah, just take it back a notch.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax with yourself. Yeah, essentially. Yeah, that's good.
What about you, Renette?
Yeah.
What's your advice?
For me, it's important to distinguish healthy time alone where we're being productive and creative versus negative time alone when we're feeling lonely or being self-critical. If you find yourself around others depleted and lacking energy, schedule that time alone, like I mentioned earlier. Give yourself a time slot, put it in your diary, and make a date. If you find yourself predominantly alone and feeling lonely, make sure you invest more time in seeking meaningful social connections as well. You know, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, it's important to find that right balance for you because not everyone's going to have the same balance. So listen to yourself and do what you feel is good for you.
Definitely.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our podcast about being alone and how to manage loneliness. With that, good morning, good night, whenever you are. Catch us on the next pod. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.